The piping plover is a tiny little bird. It's not much bigger than a parakeet. This plover scurries around on the beach. It's making a distress call and showing a broken wing display because it's nervous about a group of people who are building a cage around its nest. But the people are here to help. They're trying to protect its nest. Plovers build their nests out of little round stones right on the beach. Amanda Brushhaber is a biological technician with the National Park Service. She's leading a group of volunteers who are working to save this rare little bird.
Right now, we're exclosing the nests that have eggs in them. The exclosures keep the predators out and keep the birds of prey out so that the eggs have a chance of making it to hatch, which takes 28 days.
These birds are getting help because they were put on the endangered species list back in 1986. At one point, there were only 11 breeding pairs left in the Great Lakes region. The birds like wide sandy beaches that have strips of stones and cobble. But these shorelines have been under a lot of development pressure, and with more buildings and more people on the beaches, the birds had a tough time surviving. The piping plover is just one of the more than 1,800 plants and animals that are protected by the Endangered Species Act. The act has been around for more than 30 years. It's considered the strongest law in the world in protecting endangered plants and animals. And for the most part, it's remained unchanged since it was first passed. But some members of Congress think the Endangered Species Act goes too far. They say enforcement of the act is often heavy-handed, to the point that it's an abuse of federal power. California Congressman Richard Pombo chairs the House Committee on Resources. He's a vocal critic of the act. Brian Kennedy is a spokesperson for Congressman Pombo and his committee. He says the congressman's constituents are afraid of finding an endangered species on their land because it could limit how they use their land.
In other words, if the federal government finds an endangered species on a fraction of an individual's private property, he loses the use of that property, and then when that individual goes to sell it, it is worth less than it would be otherwise.
Private property advocates say they want owners compensated for this loss. Otherwise, they say, their rights to the land are being taken away. They refer to this loss as a taking. But people who enforce the act say there's a lot of misunderstanding about what it means. Jack Dingledine is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says they work closely with landowners to make sure a development won't harm a protected species.
If a landowner finds an endangered species on their property, they do have an obligation not to harm the species when it's there. It doesn't mean that we're going to close beaches and we don't seize people's property, but we would ask that they, you know, consider any actions that might harm the species.
Harming a species includes damaging the place where it lives, even if that habitat is on privately owned land. And this is what makes private property advocates bristle. They see this as an infringement on their rights to do whatever they want with their land. Several bills are being developed that would change the way the act is implemented. The sponsors of these bills say the changes they want to make to the Endangered Species Act will be an improvement. But supporters of the act say these bills do nothing to improve the law. Kieran Suckling is with the Center for Biological Diversity. He says these critics of the Endangered Species Act are hiding their true agenda.
Down the line, these are all industry-sponsored bills that have no purpose other than to get rid of environmental protection to benefit industry, period. They can spin it any way they want, but at the end of the day, that's what their bill says.
Supporters of the Endangered Species Act are troubled by the way Congress has changed its tune. When the act was first passed 32 years ago, Congress voted for it by a 355-4 margin. The law was extremely popular because there was a sense of urgency about protecting endangered plants and animals. Many environmentalists are concerned that if the Endangered Species Act is weakened now, we'll see more wildlife wiped out of existence. For the GLRC, I'm Mark Brush.